Blog Talk Radio.
Top of the morning here on Fix the Family, Fix America. How's everybody doing this day from 11 to 12 Wednesdays? It's now our time to be together, and I would like to thank you for being here again with us. Woo! Last week was the big outdoor show where we were not in the studio like we are today and couldn't see any call-ins or couldn't see anything, and basically just had to wing it. So today we're back in the studio for this hour. Luckily was able to make it over and get this done for you, and real pleased to do it for you, and glad you're here listening. The listeners are up and coming as we speak. It's becoming a very popular show, and it only becomes popular if you tell other people and you listen. So please do tell other people about Fix the Family, Fix the Radio, Fix the Fix the Radio. Fix the Family, we can fix the radio. That's what I'm saying. Fix the Family, Fix America radio show, where we talk about all fathers, mothers, kids, and just some fun topics that seem to be interesting or affecting the family in some way. Woo! Okay, we have a lot going on this week. We kind of skipped a week, and remember the topic of last week's show was supposed to be kids in bars, and that's becoming a big old thing, and if you'd like to unload on this, we'd like to hear you. One call-in number right now, 347-677-0692. Can't wait to hear from you. That would be great on your opinion of kids in bars. Kids in bars. Now again, I can see the switchboard. Goodness, I am flabbergasted today. I don't know what to do with being in the studio after 2 weeks off. Kind of don't know which button to press, and I was able to get the music going, so that was good. And I keep saying I'm gonna get new music. But that is the opening, and that is what plays at FixTheFamilyFixAmerica.org. So you're used to that. But this show is going to become more and more and more and more and more exciting as we go along. Let me tell you that. Because one of the things I do like doing is talking to you guys, and I do really bring you the stuff that most people don't bring. So that's what we're going to do. Now, kids in bars. There's been a topic discussed ad nauseum everywhere, all over. Now, there was a mid-30s mom, according to this lady that wrote in to me, a mid-30s mom with a baby Bjorn, sitting on the bench near her in the front bar. And then that was just, that really broke that lady down. So I'm getting some, like I said, some emails of people that just do not think that kids should be in bars. I have not gotten one yet that said, yeah, that's fine. So, this lady writes, when you make a decision to have a child, there are certain sacrifices you have to make, and sacrifice sleep, sacrifice time, sacrifice money. All those sacrifices are nothing to the elation of joy of being a parent, and I agree with her right there. That is very well put. And then she says, I feel that one more sacrifice you have to make is going out to bars, at least with the children or child. A drinking establishment where patrons have to be 21 years of age or older is not the place to come hang out with your kids. Maybe a restaurant with a liquor license, but not a bar. Get a bottle of wine, go home, go to the coffee shop, meet out in the park, stay at a bar. Because, as this lady writes, I'm not always on my best behavior, and I don't want to have to worry about somebody's kid running around picking up the language of the bar's patrons. They don't go there to hear kids screaming and babies crying. It's not the place. In fact, a lot of parents get to bars to get away from the screaming and the crying sometimes. So now, realize you're a parent and you can't do what you used to do. Entertain at home, find a more appropriate venue, or get a sitter. Bars are for adults. That's one lady wrote that. So that is one take on it. So if you've got another take, make sure you call in and let us know. But kids in bars, it's like a running topic here at Fix the Family, Fix America. And you know our stance, Fix the Family, Fix America. Your priorities are your child, your spouse, and everything else. Sip of my root beer, which was green. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. That's why I said top of the morning. It is St. Patrick's Day. I am wearing a plethora of green. I am wearing my shamrock pants and my shamrock green polo shirt with the collar. And it is just, I am a green man right now. Green machine. Green machine here for you at Fix the Family, Fix America. I am absolutely excited. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what else we got happening here today. I just discovered that you can now, ladies, this is important for you, single ladies or married ladies, anybody, really. Men, you might want to listen up closely. There is a new lipstick that went on sale that shows when women are in the mood for sex. Now, the lip product changes from clear to deep crimson as the wearer feels more and more frisky. It works by reacting with the woman's body chemistry. The tube is $18.50. It comes with a color chart so men can figure out how aroused their partners are feeling. So the Mood Swing Emotionally Activated Lip Gloss is now available. The color changes depending on your emotional state. So, basically, it's the mood ring for sex. But using it every day could be embarrassing. Would you really want the man next to you on the bus know if you're turned on by maybe talking to your husband or spouse on the phone? But interesting little tidbit there that now, men, if you could buy your lady this lipstick and you're sitting at dinner, kids have gone to bed, and you're having some wine, you look over, and it's deep crimson. Maybe that'll be the key to jump on in and get it done, is what I'm saying. So, as you know, we do talk about some sexual issues here on Fix the Family, Fix America, because that is part of relationships. You cannot say everything's going to be perfect without talking about that in some way, some manner. So we're going to make sure that we get that to you as much as we can. Now, this here is an interesting little piece of news. And the reason I was interested in this is because of recent things that have happened in my life. It forced me to read a lot of stuff. And let me tell you the background to this right here. A lady had a rheumatoid arthritis. And this is back a long while back. And the doctors were having trouble curing it or making it better. Excuse me, making it better. And then what they did is they found out she had a root canal. Well, root canal is basically just, allowing that dead tooth to remain root intact. And then all those little capillaries and little pockets that start to harbor bacteria and stuff. So anyway, they did an experiment back a long time ago where they took this lady who had rheumatoid arthritis and they took the root canal tooth out and she got better. Well, that didn't satisfy the doctor at the time, so he took the root canal tooth, placed it under the skin of a rabbit, and the rabbit got rheumatoid arthritis really bad and died 10 days later. Got really bad rheumatoid arthritis. Now, that means that the virus was living in that dead tooth, and as soon as they removed it, they could fix the lady's rheumatoid arthritis, but then, you know, because it was in that tooth, it gave the rabbit the rheumatoid arthritis. Now, that is amazing to me. So, that didn't, of course, end the curiosity. What that did was make them look at root canal teeth a lot closer. So other diseases, they started taking it out and putting it in the skin of rabbits, and every time the rabbit got the disease and would perish almost every time from the disease. So this is a very interesting case of it's possible that you could have some decaying, your virus lives in that tooth and just keeps returning. So if you have root canals, you may want to look into it. If you have some chronic illnesses, I'm not a medical doctor by any stretch of the imagination, but I do play one in the shower. Wait, I'm not supposed to say that. Okay, anyway, don't listen to this show for medical advice, but we do have some medical experts coming on board, hopefully, on Fix Family, Fix America. But, again, if you have chronic disease and you got root canals, something you might want to look into. Just do a little bit of research. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, here's the article that all of that research came back to me in my forefront by reading this. It says, former dentist accused of placing paper clips inside root canals. I'm going to read that again because that when you first hear it, you go, what? What? What did you say? Former dentist accused of placing paper clips inside root canals. So this Massachusetts dentist was putting paper clips instead of the stainless steel posts inside the teeth of the root canal patients while billing Medicaid for the more expensive parts. So, because he was using cheap stuff, billing the full amount, you know what happened. He got charged. He's charged includes assault and battery, larceny, submitting false claims to Medicaid, and illegally prescribing drugs. Judge. He allegedly hired other dentists for his clinic and filed claims under their numbers as well. And he's accused of illegally prescribing drugs to his staffers who returned medications to him. So that is pretty interesting. So the man is placing paper clips, and so those people that went to that dentist especially, I would go looking into doing something about your teeth. So Fall River, Massachusetts, you people, root canals recently listening in, I would go check that out and make sure I don't have a piece of paper clip in my mouth for the rest of my life. It's also a pretty interesting day. Yesterday, the world's shortest man died at age 21. He had a disease that kept him very small, and he passed away. A very sad day for that. World's shortest man passed away a couple days ago. So just want to – he simply wanted to live a normal life, get married, and have a family. So on Fix the Family, Fix America, we love that dream. And anybody who says that dream, that's a great thing to say. So we applaud him for wanting that dream. Sadly, he did not achieve it at the short age of 21. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fix the Family, Fix America. Let's go through it real quick, what we're talking about here. We are talking about the four phases of Fix the Family workshops coming all across this country. Positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success finally. So you can come to three of them fathers or three of them mothers. Come on down. If you're a father, you come to positive fathering, pull through parenting, you bring your spouse, and then reveal your success to really kick it up a notch for the rest of your life. And again, we are making generational impacts on families by by having these workshops and boot camps for everyone around this country. Just last night, watching the news, they talked about there is a humongous shortage of good parents in this country, and they were talking about sexting or something like that. Kids were caught, and the teachers had to do something and confiscate and all that stuff. Throw that away. We don't need that. And they simply said there's just an awful lot of bad parents, and that's why we are doing this. So they just simply put the hammer down on exactly what I've been saying, and it's just pretty bad. So we need to get going, get started, and you need to tell everyone that you think is kind of not even a bad parent, but a semi-good. We want to take the semi-goods and make them great. We want to take the bads and make them good. We want to take you up a notch every time, and we promise that we will do so. So, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success are all of the ways that we can help you be better in all aspects. Another little news tidbit that caught my eye recently, yesterday, actually. There was a minor cut to a little boy's head. Now, this is amazing. And the nurse went to apply that glue, you know, that glue that keeps minor cuts short. And a little bit of adhesive dripped into his eye, and it sealed his eye shut. Now, 2 days ago, now he can now open his eye, and it's okay, but it still hurts. The hospital said the glue posed no risk, and his eye will be fine in a few days. Nurses will now use eye patches in the future. So just another way of just being careless, not being good at your job, not doing what you need to do. You should have held a finger of underneath. I don't even understand how this occurs. When you're going to put an adhesive on a thing and you don't want it to drop on any other part of the skin, nurse should have put something up there. But now it's mandatory because of one mistake for eye patches to be used. So that was something else that was very crucial knowledge for everyone. So when your nurse at school is putting stuff on your kid's eye, tell them to be careful, basically. Tell them to be careful. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, in South Carolina, there was a guy hit by a plane. He's walking across the... Hang on. I know. If you're hearing this for the first time, it's amazing. He was walking along the beach, and he was hit, struck, and killed by a plane. Walking along the beach, hit by a plane. The plane lost oil. Oil went on the windshield. They were trying to make a crash landing. They couldn't see very well. And they came down onto the beach, and this guy was just jogging along the beach. He was exercising, getting his health up. And then, bam! Now, we spoke 2 weeks ago about how the fat gut saves you from stabbing, how the love handles can protect you from bullet wounds. It's your own, build your own bulletproof vest. And then we had another story about the head. There was no real protection from the head from overeating. And now here is an exerciser, a jogger, out for a jog and gets hit by a plane. So, you know, if you just look recently at these events that we're talking about, you've got the guy surviving a knife attack with his beer belly, his fat gut, a lady surviving a gunshot with her love handles, but then you've got a guy exercising and he gets hit by a plane. I don't know about you, but that's really pointing to it's really pointing to my exercise regimen and body type is more protective this moment. Then the guy who was exercising. So jogging on the beach, not as safe as you thought. You can get hit by a plane, and that's pretty bad. So make sure that you look around. Here's another bit of tidbit. He didn't hear the plane. The engine was off, and he had an iPod in his earphones. So all you joggers that go out with those iPods, music for the motivation, keep your eyes peeled. The plane could be coming. Just so you know, also, the people on the scene say this was a very rare occurrence. Well, thank you, people on the scene in South Carolina. I'm glad that you feel that that was a rare occurrence, because I myself was getting all worked up about this. So that was really, 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 really funny. Now, families. Families, the reason we have our fourth Fix the Family, Fix America series is called Reveal Your Success, is so that you can succeed enough to do what's right for family. And let me tell you another story that's getting me upset about this. Reveal Your Success is going to make you a better person all the way around. It's going to make you have ways to be better in your job. It's going to make you have ways to be better in your life. It's going to make you be completely better in all aspects of your life, be a better father, husband, mother, whatever it takes, you're going to be better. So Reveal Your Success is the reason, this is the reason this is the fourth series. It's very, very, very important. Now, here's some facts on Reveal Your Success. 3% of people finish that motivational book. 90% read two chapters or less. So I've got a motivational book, and I've given out thousands of them so far, and then it's been purchased by even more, and I give away a free workbook, and only three people have downloaded that workbook, and no one has submitted the workbook to me. Sorry, I have another sip of root beer. No one has submitted that to me to get the extra gift, so that's interesting. 90% of people who buy a motivational book read two chapters or less and then think they read it and put it back on the shelf. A third of high school graduates never read another book for the rest of their lives. Now, that is terrible. We are about being and doing and learning constantly here at Fix the Family, Fix America. That is most, most crucial. Give me a call, 347-677-0692. Really would like to hear from you. Now, a third of all high school graduates never read another book for the rest of their lives. Now, that tells me there's a third stagnation people that graduate from high school. They become very, very stagnant, and that is terrible. 3% of people write down goals and follow through with the plan. Feeling unworthy accounts for 50% of the reasons people don't try. Now, that is a self-esteem issue. If you come to Reveal Your Success workshops and boot camps, we will fix that. You are special. You are amazing. Look at the way I take adversity in my life. Adversity being a great university, by the way. You take adversity and you turn it around the best way you possibly can, and you make the best of it. Sitting there making the worst of it or feeling unworthy, you're not even going to try anymore. And maybe this doesn't help either. Every day in the U.S., most people spend 4 hours watching television, 3 hours listening to the radio, mostly in the car, and 14 minutes reading magazines. Less than 1% read a book. Less than 1% are going to ever show up in my workshops and boot camps. When 50% need to show up. That's right. 50%. of this population of families need to be at our boot camp workshop. Reveal Your Success is going to give you, you're going to learn that you have to work hard. I'm sorry, you're going to have to accept that. You're going to have to accept the responsibility that you are the reason for your success. And then we're going to create a pattern of continuing education, and you're going to read and learn constantly. We're going to uncover the hidden potentials. We're going to make you feel the fear and do it anyway. We're going to show you incredible advances in the power of your mind. Incredible. And then we're going to make specific, strategic, and significant goals and reach them with you to help you along your way. If you are looking for a job or you need to create a job, we're going to show you resume tips, start your new business, find your niche, become an author. What excites you will also drive you. We're going to get you there. Customer service, how may I help you? We're going to evaluate your relationships and get rid of anyone holding you back. We're going to make you become who you want to be. We're going to make you answer the door when the door knocks. When that opportunity knocks, we're going to make it happen. We're going to let you learn how to use the media, think like a successful person, and get crazy and create the demand. Reveal Your Success. Part 4 of the series of Fix the Family, Fix America. So here's the story that I was talking about just a few minutes ago, but before we go into that, let's talk about our sponsor. Nationwide, official nationwide print sponsor of Fix the Family, Fix America is Soho Hero at the Village of Sandhill. Jay, Dan, Kelly are the best people that I know in the printing industry, and they are incredible. So whenever we have anything to print across this great nation, they are the official print partner of Fix the Family, Fix America. Right there at the Village of Sandhill in Columbia, South Carolina, little franchisee has understood what Fix the Family, Fix America is all about and has joined on and is doing things that other bigger companies haven't even stepped up to do. Now, we're soon to get some, definitely soon to get some, but it's amazing that certain people can see what we're trying to do and jump right on, and certain people cannot. We have some Northern Fix the Family regional experts working on their stuff. As soon as that becomes a guarantee that it's going to happen, we will tell you about it. So greatly appreciate everything everyone's doing, and especially like to thank the official print sponsor, nationwide print sponsor, Soho Office, the Village of Sandhill. Now, back to this story about Reveal Your Success and why it's important, because you need to be successful to get to do what you want to do, because Scientific American Magazine today said that the real obesity problem in this country, families, is due to food stamps. Food stamps can buy anything, and when it's free to the families, they go out and they buy a case of Twinkies, you know, just the trash food, and then they go home and eat it, and they become obese. Because it's not really affecting them what they purchase, so they're just going to buy purchased stuff that tastes good to them. Not checking the nutritional value of any kind. So this is very crucial. So what they're saying is that at a level of needing the food stamps, you are more likely to become obese, because you are going to make the wrong choices. Now, is that the same part of the third that don't read past high school? We don't know. But what we need to understand is that if we can get those people to Fix the Family, Fix America, Reveal Your Success, and get them out of this rut they're in, get them a new career and a new job and a new life, they can get off the food stamp so that they're making informed choices, you know, of buying what they wish to buy. That is crucial and major and important. So that was the link to that on Reveal Your Success. Very, 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 very crucial that we get people off of the food stamps and into their own world where they want, where they can do what they want. Because the real success is doing what you want at any given time. Very, very, very important. It's the only one true success is to do what you want at any given time. Got it? Got it. All right. Ah, goodness. Fix the Family, Fix Marriage, four-part series, Positive Fathering, Make a Difference Mothering, Pull Through Parenting, and Reveal Your Success. Now, parents of children. Let's stop this for a second. Right now in Ohio, there's a meningitis outbreak because an Ohio student died, and actually two died in Ohio, and they are closing schools in Ohio. So all you Ohio listeners, please pay attention to that meningitis outbreak there in Ohio. Excuse me. Now, parents of teens, yeah, you've got some extra work to do because that kid is starting to grow up, getting more adult thoughts, getting more into more adult places when they're not yet emotionally ready, really, to be an adult. Now, something people need to look for right now is teens are getting high on an emerging drug called fake weed. I don't know if you've heard about this, parents, but you need to start paying attention. And that's why we have a lot of police officers come to the Fix the Family, Fix America workshops and tell you a little bit about what's going on in your area. Because every area has different drugs and gang activity and different areas where you need to pay more attention as a parent because you're not going to have to deal with certain things living in South Dakota, as you will, living in New York City. It's just a fact. So that's why when we come to New York City and South Dakota, we get some local experts, regional experts, and the authorities to tell you about what's happening in that area. But right now, there's a new fake weed. This is important, parents of teens. Think about this and start asking. Remember, you have to be an aggressive parent, aggressive parenting for teens. Got to start finding out. Okay, so anyway, fake weed. So this teenager of yours says, I don't do drugs. And this guy comes up to him and says, hey, this is fake weed. This isn't real weed. It's fake weed, but it's still pretty good. Well, it's a concoction known as K2 and spice that's causing hallucinations, vomiting, agitation, and other dangerous effects. So there's a doctor that's seen nearly 30 cases of teenagers experiencing these adverse effects after smoking the fake weed. It's a legal substance that reportedly offers a marijuana-like high. So you have to be vigilant on your teen when a guy comes up and goes, look, man, this is legal. This isn't illegal like marijuana. You can smoke it, still get the marijuana effects. Well, it's called K2. And it's not limited to the Midwest. The people out there in the middle starting to crop up all over this country. Atlanta has seen 12 cases recently this week. K2 has been sold as incense or potpourri, comparable for $30 to $40 per 3-gram bag, comparable to the cost of marijuana, and it's a mixture of herbal and spiced plant products. But it is sprayed with a potent psychotropic drug and likely contaminated with an unknown toxic substance that is causing many adverse effects. Now, the K2 compound was first created in the mid-1990s in the lab of the chemist John Huffman of Clemson University, who studies cannabinoid receptors. He's not sure how the recipe for what is named JWH-018, his initials, got picked up, but he did publish the tales in a series of compounds in a book chapter. Even before the book came out, he recalls learning in China and Korea people were selling the compound as a plant growth stimulant. As for where it was first smoked or used, the guy who invented it thinks perhaps it was somewhere in Europe. So anyway, K2 has the affinity for the cannabinoid brain receptor that is 10 times greater than THC, which is what's in marijuana. For the less chemically inclined, it means you can smoke a lot less K2 to get just as high. So now your team's got, look, man, you can get high on this 50 times versus a bag of marijuana 4 times. So it's got good selling points for your team, so you need to make out. Now, since it acts like marijuana, you expect to see the same effects, including sleepiness, relaxation, reduced blood pressure, and high doses, hallucinations, and delusions. But while some patients between the ages of 14 and 21 were having those hallucinations, the other symptoms started coming. That's increased agitation, elevated blood pressure, heart rates didn't match up with marijuana. So the side effects got crazy on these people. Elevated blood pressures, pale skin, and vomiting, so suggest that K2 affects the cardiovascular system, the central nervous system, causing severe, potentially life-threatening hallucinations, and in some cases, seizures. So parents, vigilant parenting is needed in this case. Your kid may say no to drugs, but they're going to get presented with this is not a drug, and it's just as good. It's not illegal. There you go. Now, this story, I'm just bringing this story up because it's just disgusting. Well, it's two ways. Now, I hate to bring up bad news, but sometimes you have to in fixed family, fixed marriage, real situations. Well, there's some parents saying that a doctor hastened death for dying children. Now, this obviously hits home a little bit here. We got parents saying the doctors hasten death for dying kids. It is a situation too agonizing to contemplate, a child dying and in pain. Now, a small but provocative study suggests that doctors may be giving fatal morphine doses to a few children dying of cancer to end their suffering at their parents' request. Now, the handful of parents told researchers they had asked doctors to hasten their children's death, and the doctors complied using high doses of a powerful painkiller. But they're saying that one doctor says that a more likely scenario is doctors increase morphine doses to ease the pain, and the children's subsequent deaths were only coincidental. Because most other mainstream doctors groups oppose mercy killing, but say withholding life prolonging treatment for dying patients can be ethical. So that's one hand do this, one hand do that, and they're both the same. So, you know, I got to do some thoughts on this one. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. We can talk about some next show. We're running out of time a little bit here. Number 347-677-0692. Now, this is big. This is major. I'd have to I'd have to put some thought into this one. Doobie doobie doo. Put some thought into this one. Yeah. Mercy killing of a child in pain. We'll talk about that some more. I'll have to do some more thoughts on that. I scanned over the article and got bits and pieces. I thought a doctor was doing it on purpose, but now it seems that parents were asking, or they were misinformed, or there's some misinformation in this article. But then it also comes down to how people would think, and I don't know what I would do in that situation. So I'm going to read deeper and slower into that article and figure that out, because that's crucial. Crucial stuff. Doobie doo doo. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, Fix the Family, Fix America is not afraid to take on these tough challenges. We have to respect the thoughts of others, and I want to know what all these thoughts are in this particularly long article, and get your feedback as well at 347-677-0692. That's just big, and we need to make sure we do what we need to do when we need to do it at Fix the Family, Fix America. So here we go. Women, there was a survey recently. Mothers, Special K cereal said, would you rather have sex or fit into those old jeans? And more than a quarter British women say slipping into their trophy jeans would feel better than sex. 35% of you admit owning a pair of old jeans you keep in the back of the closet in hopes of fitting into them again. And when asked how they would feel if they could fit in those jeans again, 21.9% said better than sex, 28% better than a promotion, and 11% better than a marriage proposal. So the euphoria and endorphin rush of fitting into those special pair of jeans, Special K says, it is one of the greatest pleasures in life. Women, really? The vain society is taking over if that is one of the greatest pleasures of life. It's fitting into a pair of old jeans. It is a natural fact that you are going to grow as you age. And it could be an unhealthy fact that you actually fit into those jeans, or you got to the point where you fit in those jeans. So you got a healthy balance there, ladies. But it's stunning that you would think it's better than sex, promotions, or marriage proposals. Woo. Well, it would be better in marriage proposals if your guy's a loser, ladies. We got to say those facts. That's crucial. It would be better than that, because we are all about dropping the losers, dropping anybody that is holding you back for your success, your family's success, your success as a father or mother, or success in your family. We got to get rid of what's in the way of us taking the best routes to achieve success in all these areas. So, very important. Very, very important there. Since I'm pretty big in the cancer scene right now, doctors and hospitals are getting a new test that they think will help fight ovarian cancers by helping quickly distinguish cancerous from benign growth. So that's good. That's good. The usual detecting methods had previously found 72% of cancers. But now this new method, called OVA1, correctly flags 92% of cancer. So we're up 20% on finding ovarian cancers faster, so that we can do what we need to do for these ladies and get it fixed. That's fantastic news. Love, love, love being able to find what we need to find faster, so that more stuff can get caught sooner so people can pick their therapy, get on it, and make it happen. Much like we have picked our therapy, we're on it and we're making it happen. We know it's a tough struggle, but we've chose the way we've chose, and we love it. And I'd like to thank everyone for asking about it and all kinds of. You can find out about our plight. I might as well go ahead and say it. You can find out about what we're doing right at blessedwithcancer.com, blessedwithcancer.com. Greatly appreciate any help that we've asked for. We don't like to ask for help, but we've chosen what we've chosen. We're going the way we're going, and this article right here, where we're 20% more likely to find ovarian cancer faster, is great news. So I applaud them for doing that. Oh goodness, what else did I have on the dock today? We talked about the color lip gloss. That's amazing right there. That's big, intensive stuff. We talked about the iPod where the guy couldn't hear the plane. On the Sakana Beach. Now, families, we were speaking about kids in bars. And because all the alcohol stories come out on St. Patrick's Day, I don't know why, hangover remedies. Such more does not really help you. The morning after St. Patrick's Day, the Irish pub in Chicago, Illinois, gets flooded with requests for Bloody Marys. And it gets them in the morning, get them back on their horse, and they start drinking again. That's their most popular hangover drink. Well, a hangover includes some of the headache, fatigue, nausea, dizziness for several hours. It is really a symptom of acute withdrawal, so your body's reacting to not having the drug in the system anymore. So you were giving it the alcohol and it's feeling better, but now it's gone. Other home remedies, greasy food, the Bloody Marys, raw eggs, probably won't work either because there's no scientifically proven reason for the hangover. There's no scientifically proven reason to remove the hangover. So one theory blames chemicals in alcoholic drinks called congeners, which can be toxic. They contribute to the alcohol's unique taste, but they also interfere with cell function. And then there was a study that the darker liquor, the more congeners it has. I don't know about that because I know from experience, single malt scotch is a dark liquor. It doesn't give as many hangovers as I've had drinking cheap vodka. So big difference there. And then the dehydration problem, the kidneys don't conserve water well, anti-diuretic hormone comes out, and the kidneys don't conserve water, and you urinate more. And it disrupts your sleep pattern, so shorter, poorer quality sleep affects you. You got irritation of the stomach lining. You got your brain damaged in some fashion. So what do we do when we have, we got the hangover? So a lot of people say go eat a large meal after a night of drinking. Different cultures have different hangover foods, greasy fare, giant burritos, the soups, bacon, sausage, good Irish breakfast, according to the Celtic Club in New York. If a person wants to eat, that's fine. The best real way is to just sleep it off, really. You've probably done enough damage to your liver and heart, and you put more alcohol on top of that, you're just going to become worse off next time. And vitamin B6 said was pretty good, but participants did not include a lot of research. The research did not include a lot of participants, and they're not really pleased with that. So The bottom line that everyone says is right before you go to bed, drink as absolutely much water as you possibly can. Rest and maybe take an Excedrin. So that is your St. Patrick's Day remedy for tomorrow right here on Fix the Family. We not only fix you as a family, we fix you as a person, and we just gave you the best way to get back to where you need to be if you were to imbibe this evening. I got to the latest baby gear recalls right now. Crucial to parents. Tiny Love, one of my favorite toys, have recalled over 600,000 wind chime toys. So please, if you've got a Tiny Love wind chime toy, and I'll tell you a little bit more about this recall. They can be pulled apart, exposing sharp metal rods, posing puncture and laceration hazards to the baby. So if you've got a Tiny Love Jiminy Kick and Play at Gym and Tiny Smart gift set with baby wind chime number 493, Ocean 593, Baby Bunny 512, Duck 811, Louie 516, Ella 517, and the Tiny Smarts gift set number 539. Sold at Toys R Us, Walmart, Target, Bye Bye Baby, and TJ Maxx stores nationwide from February 2002 to 2010. So if you've got one of those, you can contact Tiny Love and they will send you a brand new product. Crucial. Now Tiny Love again, I love them, so that's a great product, but and I know I recommended them for everyone. So get out there and take care of that and Tiny Love will take care of you. I am positive. Another Britax stroller was recalled due to fingertip amputations and lacerations. The word blink is printed on the metal frame on both sides of the stroller below the hand grips. The hazard is in the middle as it folds up. And again, it can rip off your fingertips. So that's crucial. So if you own a Britax stroller, get that taken care of. Then we had three infants die in the Generation 2 Child Design Drop Side Crib. So it's Child Design's Maple Genuine Crib. It's sold for $99 in most stores, and those it has now been recalled because of three infant deaths. So if you own any of the Child Design's crib, get out there, get some information, and do not attempt to fix the crib yourself. The crib's plastic hardware can break, which causes the drop side of the crib to detach from the corner. When that drop side detaches, it creates a space between the infant toddler can roll and become wedged and trapped. And when the child is trapped between the drop side and the crib mattress, it creates a risk of suffocation and or strangulation in which the crib's mattress support can detach from the crib frame, creating another hazardous space in which the infant or toddler could become entrapped or strangled. So that's Child Design's Maple Crib. Graco, fingertip laceration and amputation hazard, 1.5 million strollers. So if you've got a Graco stroller, you need to go find out if one of those are yours that you need to take back, or else you could lose a pinky. Dorel Asia Cribs. It's a very beautiful windswept looking crib. Those are being recalled as well. Then the Ambi Baby Hammock Motion Bed is being recalled for infant suffocation. Infant suffocation. More drop side cribs are being recalled due to entrapment. Fisher Price. There's some pacifiers being recalled due to a choking hazard. I believe they were made too long. And Million McLaren strollers, fingertip amputations. What is with these strollers cutting off people's fingers? That's amazing to me. I mean, just amazing. Basically, if you have a stroller, go search for it. You might be cutting off your own finger. If you bought a Serco booster seat, Target has recalled those. These are just the current recalls. We like to hit as many things as we can about the family. The Safety First Smart Light recall has been expanded. So if you've got a Safety First light, get in there. Colecraft Play Yard has been recalled. A million of those. So a million of you ladies and men out there, family people, need to get on that. Newbie Gel Filled Teethers have been recalled. That's not good. So if you bought one of those or got one of those during a baby shower, make sure you get in there and get that fixed. Send it in and get your money back or get a new one. Bugaboo strollers, also recalled. Looks like a lot of strollers on this recall list. I'm going down. 25,000 Simplicity Play Yards. Looks like a similar issue with the Play Yards. 1,900 Sun Kids Convertible Cribs. So all you parents who have princesses, little girls like I do, this crib would have looked perfect, and you would have looked at it and said, oh, she would have looked beautiful sitting in this bed because it's a pink canopy coming down over the crib. Those are recalled. SunTech, Sun Kids Convertible Cribs. So if you've got one of those, find out what you need to find out. Majestic High Chairs, Evenflow Majestic High Chair has been recalled as well. I'm going through these as fast as I can. Because you need to know, and I'm going to try to do this at least once a week. It's very, very important. Safety First Stairgate been recalled, so if you got one of those, make sure. The Rainforest Portable Play Yard by Simplicity. It looks like Simplicity Play Yards are having problems, so if you got one by Simplicity, make sure you got that fixed. Stockcraft Baby Cribs, a lot of cribs, a lot of strollers, a lot of play yards. Jardine Enterprises Cribs, wow, that's on this list as well. Saw the Majestic High Chairs from Evenflow, if you got one of those. If you've got a Delta Enterprise drop side crib made in Taiwan or Indonesia, get that fixed. If you've got Simplicity brand drop side crib, again, that's if you've got Simplicity brand drop side cribs, you need to get those fixed. Closed sleeper, bedside sleeper, bassinets by Simplicity. The government is urging you to stop using those. It's not really a recall. They're just urging you to stop using them for infant deaths. Already spoke about the Jardine cribs from Babies R Us. Simmons Kids, Pottery Barn Kids, Lullaby Crib Mattress by Simmons. Those mattresses have been recalled. So check your baby's mattress. And then the Little Snugglers Children's Blankets have been recalled. Little Snugglers Children's Blankets. They were recalled because the satin edge can come loose, posing a strangulation hazard. So if you've got a Creamland horse frog, horse bear, giraffe, pup, duck, monkey, or bear, get those away from your toddler immediately, and you will receive a credit for another item. Glad we did that. I'm so glad you people were listening in. Make sure you take care of your children. That's why we are Fix the Family, Fix America, because you need to make sure that you're doing the right thing as a spouse, as a parent, all for your children, because if we can make, we're going to make a multi-generational impact on this country with Fix the Family, Fix America workshops all across this nation coming to a city near you, if not you. So please, thank you very much for listening in. We greatly appreciate it, and we will see you next week, same bat time, that time, same that everything. Again, thanks a lot.